talk to you anymore.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning. Welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we have an exciting service today for you because God is always going to bring blessing and his presence is going to fill this place. I want to say happy Mother's Day to you all and praise God. We're so thankful for mothers because without them, we would not even exist. Amen. So we are very thankful to bring in Mother's Day and to be with you this morning. And this morning, I just want you to be ready to worship the Lord. Amen. I tell you, we just need more of God. We need his presence. And I thank God that after all of these years, Jesus is still the answer for the world today. Amen. So we're just going to step into this moment and step into this time and let's worship our God this morning.
Amen.
To follow after you, and now I'm ready for whatever you want to do. Yet to come. like never before.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Come, hallelujah.
Satisfied. for those in need. You are defender of the weak. You are, Lord, everything we need. 'Cause you are our God. You are our God. 'Cause you
Thank you.
God, oh, we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you.
When he comes in, everything is going to be okay. Amen.
Yes, sir.
When the Lord does what the Lord does, amen. Everybody will be okay. Amen.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I hope and I pray that the peace that we're feeling right now,
amen, that you're,
that you're feeling right
amen.
Now,
amen.
The peace that surpasses
yes.
all understanding.
Amen.
Because when he walks into the room, everything
amen.
Changes.
Amen.
Amen.
Peace and the presence
amen.
And the goodness of the Lord is upon us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. When he comes,
amen.
He changes everything and he just makes everything possible. Amen.
Amen.
All things are possible to him
amen.
Who believes. Amen.
Amen. He's praise moving right
Lord.
Now in your
amen.
Homes.
Amen. Amen.
He's moving.
Amen. Amen.
He's
hallelujah.
Healing.
Hallelujah.
He's bringing peace.
Yes. Yes.
He's bringing
yes.
situations to
yes.
an end
hallelujah.
That have plagued you, that you have been reaching out to
hallelujah.
Him for, that
hallelujah.
You've been believing him for.
Amen. Amen.
Some of you have a list.
Yes.
Of things that you've been believing God
amen.
For.
Amen.
And I believe at this moment that he has answered those prayers
amen.
For you.
Amen. Yes. Earlier during worship, I just felt like there was someone who has went too far with alcohol and beginning to even think about drugs. But God is calling you today and changing that for you. Someone's being set free from overuse of alcohol and coming into unity with the Lord. And I just thank the Lord for that. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I hear him saying, mothers,
hallelujah.
Your answers, your
yes.
your prayers are being
praise
answered.
God.
Your children
hallelujah.
Are coming.
Yes.
Just keep
amen.
Believing. Stand
amen.
On my word.
Amen.
Don't move. Don't move off of what I've told you.
Praise
be that soldier that I've
hallelujah.
Created you
amen.
To be.
Amen.
You are the mighty army for your children. You are the mighty army for your grandchildren. You stand because every prayer that you've prayed before me has come up before me.
Amen.
And I have them and I am answering your prayer.
Amen.
Don't stop.
Amen.
Don't stop pressing in. Mothers, keep pressing
amen.
In.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And
yes.
I know you fathers are too, but I just
yes.
hear mothers,
yes.
mothers, mothers. There's a special
yes.
strength right now.
Yes.
Right now coming
hallelujah.
On mothers that are struggling
yes.
with wayward children.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Because there's
hallelujah.
Been a promise given to you.
Yes. And children are children even in their 30s and 40s and 50s. Amen?
Amen.
I tell you what, 70s, even into their 60s and 70s,
amen. If they're mothers, your children, they never
don't
stop.
You give up on your promise from the Lord that the seed of the righteous shall be saved. Amen?
Come on.
And I tell you what, definitely at any age, you have a right as a mother to intercede, to pray, to believe God, and to see the fulfillment of salvation come upon your children. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That is
praise
right.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Now, I wanted to jump right into this stuff, but the Lord had other plans.
Amen.
Listen, he's moving.
Amen. Yes.
Even still.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I just sense.
Yes.
And there's people being healed of back problems.
Yes.
There's people that have feet problems that are being healed. Right
Amen.
Now in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Yes.
Right now.
Praise God.
In Amen. Jesus' name. There's an ear.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Been closed up that I feel like he is popping open right
Amen.
Now
Praise
and
God.
Healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. There's Hallelujah. A headache. Somebody's had a headache for several
Hallelujah.
Days.
Amen.
And I believe
Amen.
That he is relieving that headache right now Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Healing is coming to yes. that headache right now.
Hallelujah.
And the cause of that.
Amen. I see some severe back pain that's being eradicated right now in the name of Jesus. And some nausea, some sickness, not just indigestion, but I think they call it whatever that's whatever that inflection's called or whatever acid reflux. I tell you, God is doing some healing right now and moving on the behalf of people. Amen. I tell you what, I think that some people are going to go to the doctor this week and they're going to get a much better report than what the doctors ever thought. They're going to come out knowing that some things that where fears are eradicated and that they don't have near what people thought they had. Amen. The Lord is healing and releasing people right now. I'm just telling you, the Lord is at work. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's an atmosphere of healing. The Lord is just loosening the working of miracles, gifts of healing to just flow. And God is at work in your lives right now. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I hear the name Diana.
Mm.
I don't know that I've ever seen a Diana watcher broadcast our live stream, but if you know a Diana, the Lord is telling me to tell you, don't give up. I am right there. I am
Amen.
Right there.
Amen.
You're on the brink of victory.
Praise God.
The enemy is trying to draw you off and bring you into a place of defeat.
Amen.
Because you're looking at your circumstances, but God says, if you'll just look at me, victory
Amen.
Is right there.
Hallelujah.
Diana,
Amen.
We just pray strength for you right now
yes.
in the name of
Praise
Jesus.
God.
Peace
Hallelujah.
For you. Lord God, we just Hallelujah. Lift our faith Hallelujah. With hers. Lord Jesus. God, give her strength Hallelujah. To stand, Hallelujah. Lord God. And
Amen.
We thank you. Joy unspeakable in the middle of it, in
yes.
all of it, in Jesus'
Lord,
name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Jesus is moving. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Well, we got some exciting things, more exciting things than you know about.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to you about. So
yes,
I'll do
yes,
the first one,
yes.
and then Pastor Phil will do the big, big one. If you
but
know anybody
exciting.
From our church that's not on live stream right now, you need to get them on.
Yes.
Amen.
Get them
share
on
your
live
stream. Call them up.
Yep.
Nudge them. Tell them to get on live stream right now because
yep.
they need to hear
Amen.
Us.
They want to hear what we have to say today.
Amen. We have we put a post out saying Happy Mother's Day. And since we weren't going to be face-to-face today, anybody that put up mm-hmm. their picture, we put their names in a drawing for
yes.
a $25
Amen.
Gift
Amen.
Card. So we're going to do the drawing.
Amen.
And
Hallelujah.
You do it. I'll just read the names.
Oh, okay.
Because I wrote them. Somebody else might not be able to read them. So anyway, so we're going to give our Mother's Day gift cards away right now. Happy Mother's Day to all
yes,
you mothers
amen.
Out there. We
amen.
Love you. We appreciate you for all that you do.
Yes.
For all that you do. I saw somebody's post. Now, men, this was nobody in our church. But I saw somebody's post, and they said, what do you want for Mother's Day? And they said, to be a dad.
Uh-oh. Yikes.
So to me, that means that daddy is not picking up his part of the share of work.
In their particular relationship.
She thinks if he has to be the mom for the day, he has to do all the work. So
yes.
come on, dad, step up today.
Yes.
Again,
amen.
That was nobody in our congregation.
Amen.
We have great fathers.
Yes, we do.
In this place. Amen. All right. Well, our first one is
Yeah.
is our family in Tennessee. Ruth Sheldon, you won our first gift card. Woo!
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
We love you. We miss you. We hope everything is great with you and your husband and your kids down there. I know his name. Mark. See, I knew it. It just like escaped me. I tried to say you and Mark, but then it escaped me. Sorry, Mark. I didn't forget you. I promise. All right. Our next one is,
Rhonda Reisner.
Rhonda Reisner. God. Haley Smith's
hallelujah,
mama.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
We
amen.
Will get that mailed to you.
Amen.
Go ahead. We got two more to go. We're giving away four today. I should have had Jared up here with a drum roll.
Yeah.
That would have been so much more exciting. And Haley Smith. I don't know how your mother won, but
goodness.
Good job, girl. And her name was in there twice because her son put it on and she put it on. Yeah. So, and not in the bucket twice, but on the thing twice. Oh, I'm not drawing them. You are. One more to go. And then I promise you can't wait for this next announcement. You getting people in there? You should. And the last one is Candy Keller. Amen. Oh, congratulations to all of our mommies. Woo! We will get those gift cards out to you. And a special, special happy Mother's Day to somebody that said she might have a bad Mother's Day today. Candace, I pray that you have the best Mother's Day of your life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. So, okay.
Hallelujah.
Are you curious what the special announcement is going to be yet?
Praise God.
You know, usually I'm the one blabbing it and saying it and making him hurry up, and now I'm the one stalling and making him not say it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we are glad to be with you this morning, and the big announcement that we want to make is that it is time for us to come back to church, to enjoy church as a family together, and to have the congregation come back. So next Sunday, the 17th, praise God, will be our first back to regular church service.
Excited.
And we are so excited.
Amen.
We feel like we've done what we are supposed to do, and we want to continue. Now, there's going to probably be, I'm going to put out a video sometime this week with some additional details on it, because there will be a few things that we have to do differently starting out in order to try to comply with the requests that are out there being made of us. So we still have some things to do. But the big announcement is that we get to come back as a church. The doors of the church are open. We'll all be able to come in. And it's going to be exciting.
I'm the only one excited about that, I guess,
amen.
In this place.
No, everybody
Jared,
already.
Logan, Philip, and Holly. And
everybody already clapped
listen,
and
I'm
shouted
I'm telling all of you
us.
For not being excited.
They're all excited. They were clapping
they
and
are.
Shouting with
they
us.
Are super excited.
Amen. Amen.
We are all super excited. And we are going to go back to two services.
Yeah.
We have to still social distance, and we still have to do, there's requirements that are going to be, that we have to do and we have to go by.
Yeah.
And so, again, Pastor Phil will put out a video that will include that. We'll have things up that will tell you, posters and stuff that will tell you some information when you come in the doors. But there are requirements that we have to go by.
Yeah.
And I think we're just about ready for that. So
we're
ready for you to come back.
Amen.
We do know that.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So exciting news and exciting good stuff for us to be back together again.
Praise
amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
Praise God. So you don't have anything else on this special Mother's Day, babe?
No.
You've said and done all that you want to do today?
Baby.
Amen. Praise God. Well, then we're going to take a few minutes, and I'm going to wave this offering envelope at myself at the beginning of service as opposed to at the end of service, because I want to give each and every one of you your opportunity. Remember that while we are not together, there are three ways for you to give. You can go to the website and you can give right there on the website. There's some instructions. You can also text to give. There's instructions to do that. And then obviously there's a mail-in option for your giving. But we want to make sure that we are bringing our tithes into the storehouse. Amen. First of all, the Lord says, bring ye tithes into the storehouse so there will be meat in my house. And I believe that the Lord speaks to us about not just regular, but spiritual meat. That means blessing, goodness will be in his house. And the Lord promises and makes promises that when you have a relationship with him in the area of tithing and offering, that God will overlook your finances and God will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. And he'll open up the windows of heaven. It says that he'll give you favor amongst people, and God will just cause things to happen that are extraordinary. Amen. I tell you what, when God touches your stuff, it's going to last longer. Remember, even in the Old Testament, God touched his people so much that it says for 40 years, their clothes and their shoes didn't wear out. Amen? Now, I know that sometimes the ladies wouldn't be excited about clothes and shoes lasting for 40 years. Amen? Because they want to go buy new stuff. But why don't you go buy new stuff and give your old stuff away because it lasts so long? Amen? But God blesses and touches and does what he does for us. Amen? So he's faithful. So we're just going to pray for a minute over tithes and offerings. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, God. We thank you, God, that even during this time, I'm certain, God, we've heard so many testimonies that we can tell stories of why it's worth it to serve you, to be in a tithing and offering relationship with you, God, because you have been found faithful, Father God. Lord, we heard lots of testimonies during this time of social distancing and plants being shut down and things not being open and jobs being lost, God, but your provision and your protection upon your people has been extraordinary, God, and that's what you do, Father. Lord, when the world's way isn't working even, you make a way even when there seems to be no way. So, God, we just declare your goodness and your blessing, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I just want to talk to you today for a minute about just being healed. Amen. Be healed in the name of the Lord and just be blessed in the name of the Lord. I just want to talk to you about these things on this Mother's Day and just share with you for a few minutes. You know, I want you to know that in the world, there is a lack of hope right now. And in the world, there are difficult things that are upon people, but I want you to know that in Jesus, there's blessing. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that there's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen? And God is a good God, and God is always reaching out, touching us, and blessing us. And I just want to read to you just for a little bit out of the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 40, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. I want to encourage you that whatever you got going on and wherever you are in life, one thing that you have got to do is that you have got to wait patiently for the Lord. And I want you to know that when you're waiting for the Lord, that doesn't mean just sit down and wait and do nothing. No, no, no. When we read this word wait, it's like serving, like a waiter would come to the table and wait on people. I want you to understand something, that when you're waiting upon the Lord, you are continuing to do what you know is right. When you're waiting upon the Lord, you should be in prayer. You should have some scriptures out in front of you that you're standing on and believing God for. You should be attending church. You should be in prayer. You should be living as holy as you know how to live. When you are waiting upon the Lord, it means that you are in service to him. You are aware of him. You are in relationship with him. And you are making sure that you are speaking to the Lord and asking him. And the Bible says that he will incline unto you and he will hear your cry. I want you to know that it is very critical for you as a Christian to know that your God hears you. You know, sometimes life gets so busy and sometimes life looks so big to us. And sometimes we're looking around at everybody else and so many people and things that we would think sometimes, if we're not careful, that we're insignificant or that God is not hearing us, but the Lord is with you and he hears you. And the Bible says here, he brought me also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. I want you to know something, Christians, that you should be excited today to know that your God will deliver you from every pit. He will bring you out of miry clay, and he will set yourself and he will set you upon a solid rock. That rock is Jesus, and he will establish your life and keep you from this day forward. He's put a new song in my mouth, and praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I want you to know something, that whether you recognize it or not, your praise and what God has done in you will have a significant impact on other people. Amen? I want you to know something, that it is very important for you to make sure that you are willing to say what God has done for you. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And I want you to know that there are times in your life where what has happened to you is going to speak to other people, and they're going to be touched, and they're going to be changed, and they're going to trust in the Lord because of what you say and what's happened with you. Amen? And we need to make sure that we recognize the fact that our testimony and what we have to say in the lives of other people is very important. Amen? You know, I want you to know something, that whether you believe it or not, as a Christian, you are a voice of influence. Amen? I want you to know that how you approach life and what you do in life makes a big difference on other people. I want you to know something. We are celebrating Mother's Day, and why don't we take a minute to understand some things? I will tell you something, that what is going to cause your Christian faith to follow through in the next generation and the generation after that is to make sure that you are living a true Christian life and that you live by faith. Amen? I want you to know that as mothers and even fathers today, how you are approaching your relationship with God is going to affect your children more than anything. Amen? Even more than me just preaching the gospel this morning, I want you to know that how you are living your life around those close to you is going to be the most powerful way that God is going to touch the lives of your children and people. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to know something, that when you live a pure life, when you live a life that's not hypocritical, and you live a life that is not contradictory of what you're doing in church and what you're saying in public, when you live that authentic life where God is yours and you are His, I'm telling you that it is the most powerful testimony and the powerfulest reach towards other people. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respect not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. I want you to know something, that blessed is the person that no matter what other options are around them, they stick to faith, they stick to trust in God, and they don't go the way of other people. You know, in this world that we live in, there's lots of people who have abandoned the thought of God and make up all kinds of stuff. Some don't believe, some are agnostic, some people just go off believing that there's many gods and this, that, and the other. But I want you to know something, that the person that does it the right way and believes in God is blessed. That person is blessed, and that person is going to live a life that reflects the goodness of God. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are towards us ward. They cannot be reckoned upon. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. I want to tell you today that you need to understand that the goodness of God is more than the thoughts that you could come up with. The way God does and the way God moves in the lives of people, it is so much that we could not put it all into thoughts or words to be able to establish it. Remember, the Bible says this, that if all that Jesus has done was written in the books, the whole earth could not contain them. Now, I want you to know that this is a big earth, and it's a big, powerful place, and you can look out and see land, and you can see fields, but I'm telling you that the earth, if we tried to put everything Jesus did in the books and into the written word, the earth could not contain it. Amen? And so we need to know that God is so working on our behalf that even the thoughts he has over each of our lives are more than the sands of the sea. Amen? Not just the sand of the sea. It says more than the sand. That means that you could take all the deserts, you could take all the beaches, you could take all the sand that you could see. And I want you to know that God's thoughts towards you and your life are greater than that. Amen? And the Lord does not ever want to leave you in situations that are not blessed. God never wants to see you oppressed. He never has a plan for you to suffer. He never has an acceptance of things going on in our life. So much so that I want to share with you a story in the Bible today about a woman, and we're going to look at this story, and we're just going to see some things that God speaks to and what God moves on the behalf of this woman. And Jesus is in the synagogue, as was his custom. I want you to know something. That one thing Jesus did within his life was he had customs and traditions of ways of doing things that fortified his faith. And one of the things he always made sure was that he was a part of the church. Amen. And he made sure that he was in the synagogue. And this particular day, he was in the synagogue teaching as his custom was. And we're going to see in Luke chapter 13 that there was a woman there. And I want to speak to just different things within this story, but I want to read it to you. And it says, on Luke 13, verse 10, it says, "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no ways lift up herself." So there's a woman that's in the synagogue, and she's bowed over, and she can't even straighten herself up. So when you see infirmity, it means to be frail or to be infirm, to be sick, to be weak. And we see that this woman for 18 years had this issue. Now, I'm telling you that if you can think about someone who's bowed over for 18 years, think about the limitations that was on this poor lady's life. Think about the things that she was not able to do, the things that she was not able to experience. And I want you to understand something, that this has a voice to it that I want you to recognize and apply to your own life, because this particular woman had this issue with her back. But I want you to know something, that you could be infirmed in many ways, and you can have some things going on and some long-term oppressive situations that linger over our lives. And if we're not careful, we will become comfortable with those things. Sometimes people have had so much disappointment, or sometimes people have embittered places and hurts and rejected places and just places of difficulty. And they have been on them so long that if we're not careful, as even as God's people, this woman was in the synagogue. So it's clear that she had a love for God. She had a reverence for God. She was living her life as a person that came to church and did those kinds of things. But here she was, 18 years with this infirmity on her. And the thing is, if we're not careful, we will allow things that are long-term hindrances to us to become something that we're willing to live with. But I want you to see here that when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. I want you to know something, that even though this woman was in this situation for 18 years, and even the people around her, we're about ready to read that even the rulers and some of the leaders around her had got so comfortable with her infirmity that they were kind of okay with it. In fact, the Bible says here, the ruler of the synagogue, and he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and then therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." Are you kidding me? I want you to understand something. This is where we have to be careful and remember that we are in relationship, not in religion. Amen? I want you to know that at no time is God comfortable with you being sick or infirmity or in a dark situation or in difficulty. Amen? I want you to know that God is never comfortable with that. He's never going to leave you there. And the time for you to get free, and God's time is always immediately. Amen? I want you to know that this story right here is to show to us that even though people around her had been comfortable with her bad situation, God wasn't comfortable with it. And I want you to know something today, that no matter what you got going on in your life, if you have difficult relationships, if you have a loved one, or if you yourself have been under the weather or sick, or you got people suffering from addiction, I don't care if it's been a situation in their life for years, I want you to know something, that God is not comfortable with them having those difficulties in their life. Amen? I mean, as soon as Jesus saw this woman in the synagogue, he called her to him. And I want you to know this morning that right now God is calling you to himself. The Lord is calling you to himself. And in the middle of your situation, God is calling out to you because he has an answer for you, and his answer is healing. Amen? I want you to know that sometimes people deal with situations for so long that they start questioning themselves. Sometimes people will start questioning, well, maybe this is how it's always going to be for me. Well, maybe this is the will of God for me. Well, maybe this is just how it is, and maybe there's nothing I can do about it. I want to call you into a place right now where I'm telling you that the Lord is calling you in and telling you, no, your situation of infirmity, your situation of difficulty, what you're dealing with is not something that the Lord is putting his stamp of approval on. Amen? Woo! I want you to know something. Nothing is impossible with God. God wants you healed. God wants you blessed. God wants you debt-free. God wants you living a life where you are not in fear and you are not discouraged and you are not in depression or ashamed, but God wants you healed and he wants you blessed. Amen? He wants you to have a life filled with peace, goodness, and he wants you healthy and he wants you strong. I want you to know something, that there were people around this woman that was upset that Jesus did something for her on the Sabbath day. I want you to know something, that God is willing to do something in your life on any day. Amen? That the Lord is telling you now is the time for salvation, and the Lord is telling you that he's never happy with you being in a difficult situation. In fact, the Lord had some words for these people who didn't like this woman coming at any time to be healed, and he answered him and said, "Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his mule from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, which Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day?" First of all, I want you to hear something, and hear something clear, that when oppression and infirmity and people are bound by sickness and difficulty and hardship, I want you to know something, that when you look up that word here, that Satan has her bound, I want you to know that it means to have you limited and to have you oppressed and to have you in a difficult situation. I want you to know something, that that is from Satan, first of all. Amen? I want you to understand something. When you are going through difficulty, when you are going through oppressive situations, and when you have difficulty going on in your life that brings hurt to you, that brings discouragement to you, that's a lack of joy, and that's a negative situation, I want you to know something, that that bondage is coming to you from Satan. Amen? I want you to know that, again, it says that this woman was a daughter of Abraham. So we know that that meant that she was a part of the kingdom. Amen? She was a part of the people that believed God and served God. And here she was living under all of this difficulty. But Jesus made it known right away that the bondage upon her life was from Satan. Amen? And I just want you to know something right now, that difficulties and hardships, infirmities and bondages that come and fight against your life, I want you to know that those battles are released from Satan and not from God. And any time that we look at a difficult situation that is not reflective of the goodness of God, of the love of God, and the mercy of God, the first thing we can do in that situation is we can recognize that it's not God's will for us to be in that situation. And once we recognize that it's not God's will, then I'm praying and believing God that you will loose your faith and begin to believe God for you to be healed, for you to be set free, and for you to be delivered from that place of oppression. Amen? I want you to know something, that God is the God that brings life, and he brings it more abundantly. I want you to know something, that the Bible says that we should receive in this life 100-fold. Amen? In the book of Romans chapter 5, 14 through 17, the Lord says that for the believer, we should reign in this life. Amen? And that means that in every area of your life, there's a provision of God that needs to come upon us. Amen? I want you to know something, that in the area of finances, God wants you blessed. In the areas of health, God wants you blessed. In the area of relationship, God wants you blessed, and God wants you loved, and he wants you to know you're loved. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I want you to know something, that God is on your side and God is reaching out to you. And it says here that when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. I want you to know something, that throughout the time that Jesus was ministering on this earth, he was always known for glorious things. In fact, you can read the Bible, and I challenge you to read through it, and you're going to find that every time Jesus had someone who was positioned in a difficult situation in life, whenever they were willing to let him move on their behalf, healing came to them. Deliverance came to them. Blessing came to them. God is always willing to reach out, and he's always willing to touch on the behalf of those who believe in him. Amen? And I want you to know something, that today God wants you to reach towards him because he is calling out to you. Remember, the Lord saw the difficulty in this woman, and he called her to him. I believe that God is calling each and every one of us to him today. And he's calling us to bring our situations to him because he wants to be involved in them, and he wants to change them for us, and he wants to bring us out of every difficult situation. Can you imagine the change in this woman's life after 18 years of being bowed over? Can you imagine the things that had invaded her and the experiences that she was not having? I want you to know something, that you might be a person who has not had good experiences for a long, long time. I mean, you might be someone who's dealt with anxiety for years now. You might be someone who's dealt with fears and depression and discouragement for years, but I'm telling you that today, Jesus is calling you out of those things. And when Jesus called you out of those things, and when Jesus set you free, he set you free for the long haul. Amen? And I tell you what, that Jesus, once he comes, his expectation is to change your life forever. He doesn't want to change your life just for a moment. He wants to change your life forever, and he wants to bring blessing to you forever, and he wants you to be on a trek that brings you victory after victory, blessing after blessing, health, life, and love, and peace. That's the plan of God. Amen? And it doesn't mean that you won't have some shakeups along the way and some difficulties along the way, but it does mean that you need to keep your focus on God, because he's the one who's calling you out of difficult situations. Amen? The Lord called upon this woman, and he broke something off of her that had plagued her for 18 years. Now, I don't know why, but today especially, the Lord was speaking to me about the things that there are some people out there who have dealt with hard situations for years and years and years. And sometimes when you deal with difficulty for years and years and years, you might become complacent. You might become a person that lets your faith down or just gives up on certain dreams and beliefs because you doubt that you could ever change them. And I want to stir you today and let you know that just because you have dealt with a negative situation for an extended period of time, God does not want you to stay there. I tell you what, sometimes we can get ourselves into patterns. We can get ourselves into difficulties. We can get ourselves into situations that look like there's no way out. I'm telling you, think about this woman. After 18 years, I wonder if she had lost hope of ever standing upright. Now, I believe that somewhere in her spirit, there was hope because she was in the synagogue, amen? She was in the place where healing and blessing is supposed to come upon us. So to some degree, there had to be something in her that was believing. But at the same time, after 18 years, there was something that had limited her until the time that Jesus came and called upon her. Amen. And I want you to know something that I believe Jesus is calling upon each and every one of us today. I believe that Jesus is calling to you today. And Jesus is making a promise that he will heal, he will set free, and he will bring you out. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, boy, I don't know what to do because next week we're going to be face to face. Amen? And I tell you what, we're going to be together and we're going to be here, each and every one of us together in the arena of faith, and God is moving on our behalf. Amen? I tell you what, the Lord is bringing us into healing. He's bringing us into blessing. He's bringing us into what he has for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your goodness and your blessing upon your people today, Father. Lord, I just thank you, God, that right now you are moving on our behalf. God, you will bring us up out of the miry clay and out of pits, God. And Father, you will break infirmities off of us, God. You'll bring us out of places of weakness and being bound by the devil, God. And Lord, you're just setting people free. And we just declare your glory this morning. We just lift you up and exalt you and speak it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. The trial. Amen. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Carrie before you right now, God. And Father, I tell you what, God, even if it's been a long-term battle that she's been dealing with and trials that are burdening her, Father, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that just like you came upon this woman, you come upon her situation immediately, Father, and that you just touch it, God, and that you bring her through and that you separate her from this time of difficulty and bring her into times of blessing, God. And we just declare your glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All. Praise God. Well, we're going to pray for Pastor Joe. Father, we know how close he was with his grandfather, Lord. And Lord, I thank you that his grandfather has had a great long life. But God, you're just going to strengthen them, God. You're going to strengthen that church family. You're going to strengthen Pastor Joe and all those, God. And Father, we just pray your blessing upon him. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that you're with them because his grandfather lived for you, Father God, and left a legacy, Father God, of blessing. And God, we thank you that if you're going to pass, that you would go the way of the Lord, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for being with them today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise Woo! God, hallelujah, yes, amen. Lord. What a praise report, Father. Now, we thank you, God, that as we have prayed, we have seen so much. You have been so faithful, God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. One more time. If you came on late and you're just joining us, I want to remind you and let you know that next Sunday, we are back to church, amen? So the doors of the church will be open and you can come right in and we are going to worship together in the presence of the Lord, amen? And his presence will be here with us for sure, amen? And we will have a video this week with more information because there are some guidelines that we have to adhere to open up, but we're going to share that with you and God is going to bless us and it's going to be a great time in the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.